One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You didn't even sky it. That's crazy. Wait, how does he do that?
You're not allowed to do that, bro.
You can't. How?
I asked him to sky it, bro.
I asked him to sky it,
and he put it to sleep.
He's missing the thing. Bro, that's out of order.
All right, give him the drink.
And you're from my era. Bro, we're almost from the same.
It's his drink.
What do you do now?
All right, hold on. Here's the thing, though, yeah? I'm going to sky it.
That's normal skying it.
Okay.
That's
my bad. I should have skied it. It's horrible, isn't it, Dan?
Do you know what it is? Nowadays, yeah, if I sky, sometimes I take someone's drink and I sky it, but I feel like I'm being disrespectful by skying it.
Why?
You don't trust the lips.
Because now I'm saying, what am I saying by skying it?
You're just being respectful.
If it's courteous.
No, but you asked him to sky it.
And he put it to his lips. That's disrespectful.
Why did you ask him to sky it? Because you don't trust Steve-O's lips.
I don't know where they've been.
Of course we don't trust Steve-O's lips.
No.
Is that a chef's hat?
That is a chef's hat, yeah.
All right, I'm sorry about that. Sorry, I didn't even hear it.
You miss it. No, because I said it again and you did it again.
Because he's already done it now.
His drink,
I
bro.
Almost didn't sky it because it was already unskied.
If everyone puts their lips to it, is it then like,
who's it,
does
it
for? Cancel
on
it out?
Sky, who is it for?
It's for me, the person that has the drink.
For the record, yeah? You are in a menage a trois. It's you and your pal. Yeah, you and your friend.
Is that what this is called?
That's three of us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that a fancy four?
Oh, I thought that was that.
That's one, two, three. Menage a trois. Me, you and...
No, let him finish.
Who's the third in between us?
You and your friend. You've...
Me, my friend, and you.
No, I'm not here. I am not here. If you want to put me in there, you can put me in there.
Let's imagine you in there in this situation, in this scenario.
Okay.
I'm imagining you in there in this scenario.
So we and you, yeah? Mm. We have a company. I'm not in this.
Vincent.
What you just said?
Me, you, and Vincent company.
Yeah, I'm not in this story, yeah? It's you and your little nasty self, female, yeah? And your pal, which is out of order, right? I'm not part of that stuff.
Okay.
But.
You're back now.
You kiss.
Who?
The girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your mate kisses the girl.
Mm. Okay. Have we kissed each other? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
No, of course you haven't.
Is that skying?
Mm.
Oh, is that it?
Dan said, of course you haven't. Wait.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Dan's thinking, why am I skying for?
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? You would, right?
In that same breath, though, if you get fellatio from a woman.
Oh, God.
And then she kisses you, have you given yourself...
Right. Let's start.
I think we all know the answer, though.
Let's start. KG, this is your first You Don't Know Bull challenge.
Oh, I don't know it though. I don't know. I'm here
he
for vibes.
He doesn't know ball. He doesn't know ball.
I just come here to chat.
Oh, well, let me ask you. I can ask you and then you can phone a friend.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but your friend has to be Caleb.
Okay.
I got you.
Victor Valdez has played for 2 Premier League clubs.
Ooh, I got you.
Easy.
Ooh.
Which two are they?
Us. He played for us. Man United. Didn't you? Victor Valdez, the one from Barcelona.
No, we know who it is.
Yeah, I know. Not because he said us, and then you looked at me like I went mad.
Yes, trust yourself. I'm going to have to push you for an answer, though.
Fine. Phone a friend.
For?
Hello. Help me. Caleb, go.
He played for us, and he played for...
You said it to some meaty team.
No, I want to say it was... One. Was it Forest?
Congratulations. Both of you don't know ball.
Yes!
So you've dragged him with you because he...
Drag someone with you.
Oh, Steve-O wants it.
Steve-O.
Finish your food.
Middlesbrough.
That was it. It was a red badge.
I'm going to pretend like I knew that.
It was a red badge. I knew it.
Thank you, bro. But every day I'm here and I keep learning and my ball knowledge goes up.
Oh.
Hey, them comments have got to him, boys.
Oh, no. It's everywhere. This is just, I'm just surprised they found me here as well.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. My ball knowledge gets called out for everywhere.
That's true.
It is what it is. But I don't mind.
Oh, you know about investments.
I keep my eye on the market. Dig on me.
That's Spanish.
It means talk to me, man. Come on.
Well, if you want to take your money seriously, let me tell you about Admiral Markets.
I'm listening.
Admiral Markets is a regulated broker, so you can invest in stocks, ETFs, and more.
Oh my gosh.
Keeping your finger on the pulse of the markets. Yeah, like no finger.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I'm after.
They offer over 8,000 instruments. Yeah. Yeah. So you can diversify your portfolio across different sectors. Yeah, take your hat off.
Sounds like my kind of thing. What about new girls and me?
Don't worry about that. Totally manageable to learn. They've got a free demo account with virtual funds. You don't have to use your real money.
Lucky me.
Plus, they offer personal support and offer loads of educational resources to help you with your investment knowledge.
Dan, that sounds like the whole package.
I know. And you know, whether you're watching videos, attending webinars, or reading articles, Admiral Markets has your back.
Dan, how do I get onto this?
You just click the link in the description box below to find out more about Admiral Markets.
You mean the one right here?
That one. Right there. Down there.
Somewhere here.
Yeah, it's there.
And remember, investment involves risk.
It's the end of the year. We've got our award show coming up.
No, because we've also got to do product of the year.
What's product of the year? It seems like you've got someone in the running.
HelloFresh.
Bro, why ain't you cooked yet? I can't cook, bro.
Is your stove still broken?
No, I got a new stove. I just actually realised I can't cook. And now I've just said to myself, like, my chef should be Deliveroo.
I'm being deadly serious.
Go on.
I've out of nowhere become like a top Michelin level chef.
I'm the best chef here.
I'm being serious. Like, I'm confused.
But you got a mass. Your kitchen's bigger than my house. So
no,
I
but bro,
it.
Listen. Like, I've gone past. You know, like you can get away with certain things. Like, let's just cook some Caribbean stuff. But we kind of grown up around that, so we know what's going on there.
Yeah.
No, I'm past that.
What do
you
mean?
On to like pan Asian and French modern.
Yeah, you're on my level.
French modern.
You're on my level.
No, that's
fire. Wait.
That's fire.
Wait.
Let him talk. Listen, what's your dish?
Well, it depends. Right now. Well, today I'm going to probably do a honey mustard balsamic lamb.
Delightful.
But you're just saying words.
Honey mustard balsamic lamb.
With a bit of soy as well. Well, anyway, look.
No, you're throwing
everything. I'll throw evidence in the group. Cool. So by the time this comes out.
You understand you're speaking to a real chef.
If I show them all my moves, do you know how jaunty I'll be?
Let me tell you. Do you think you should get his hat then?
I've got his hat.
Oh, bring me in, bro.
That was class.
You ain't on our levels, bro. This is the chef table. This is chef's table.
Do you know what? I've tasted Caleb's cooking. Caleb can cook.
Why? Why have you tasted his cooking?
Because he don't cook.
I can't cook,
someone's
bro.
Got to cook for him.
So what happened?
Like, everyone was at my house, a few of us, and he brought food around. I was like, oh, I'm not.
Are you, man? I don't want to scare Novikov, yeah? But I have found a way to recreate their duck salad.
What?
I've been working on this all for like the last 10 days now. And I've got it. I've got it down to a T. Do you know what was the final straw?
Go to you.
White City House. That was the final straw. And I was like, I've got to just learn to make this. I've made it. It's done.
What, at the same level?
He can cook.
This is crazy, bro.
He can, I'm starting to now believe you, bro. Like before I thought it was banter. Like
but
I thought he was messing around.
My thing is delegation. Delegation is always an important thing when you have a good position in life. So I just delegate people to do things to me.
Kim Jong-un.
I can't cook.
Kim Jong-un over here.
Dictator over
Kim Jong-un
here, man.
Pretended he was dead.
Boys, before we get into football, yeah, I want to know everyone's favourite white artist.
Yes.
Ooh.
I like this.
Ooh. Simply Red.
Michelangelo.
What? Oh, no, cool. Okay, cool. Michelangelo for you. Go on.
What about all the old school ones, like Maroon 5?
Oh,
cold. You think Adam Levine's your favourite?
Oh, you got music. We're going to go music.
Oh, you didn't know that, yeah?
You should say musician.
I'm going to have to go with...
You can just sing the song.
Oh, sing the song. Oh, so yeah, you can sing the song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. Lay where you're laying. Don't make
Kings
a sound.
Leon. Kings of Leon.
I know you're watching.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a strong one.
Kings of Leon.
Jamiroquai, I would have said though. Jamiroquai. I'm going deeper underground. This is a banger now. So yeah, those are my brothers still.
Go for it, Jordy.
I might go James Morrison.
Ooh. Give me something that I...
What?
That's the one. No.
Bro, don't sing my favorite Wild Artist song like that ever again.
What happened to his voice? How can your voice have a hamstring strain? What's going on?
Vibrato. He's everywhere. A different. The whole note was vibrato.
He's a tenor. He's an alto. I'm a tenor. I'm a bass. So, Hanson.
Oh,
which who?
Hanson.
I think I've got the best white and black artist ever.
Eddie?
Michael Jackson.
Charles MG. And Eddie. Oh.
Do you know what?
Get cluck loose. Then stop the show.
That's the best white artist of all time.
Whitest?
He was better when he was black, though.
He was. Ooh, that's a good question.
Rock review. Because
that
bro,
was just on the cusp.
And listen, he did the whole video in just a green suit with like light. And he just started two steps.
That's true, you know.
The whole video is just.
He was great as both, by the way.
Favorite white artist, Caleb?
Galileo. Queen. Yeah, man.
Freddie Mercury.
Queen is your favorite.
All right. Or, hello from the other side.
That was black one.
Yeah, that was definitely. She's Jamaican.
Can I ask a good question, though? Like, there's a picture of Maguire there, and I need to know why.
Let me ask you a better question.
Go on.
Why shouldn't he be there?
Ooh.
Why should Maguire? I just don't understand. Because are you happy with the turnaround in Maguire's form? Or do you think he's going to be a big player under Emery? I don't understand why he's there.
Oh my gosh, that's Maguire. Do you know who I thought that was? The guy from Twilight.
What's behind his back, man?
Obviously, because he's got his arm behind.
I can't believe it.
That's cold.
That's right. What size do you think he is?
Oh, that's your second strike. That's the second one.
Shoe size, I mean.
That's it. That's you're in your last challenge. Yeah. All right, that's a new thing. I think that if we all agree that someone gets a yellow, then they go on a timeout. 5-minute timeout. You're not allowed to speak. Not allowed to, from now, from this moment.
There's lots to talk about today, but let's start with a haiku.
Yes.
What's a haiku? Oh, is that what a...
You don't know what a haiku is?
No.
Come
that's
and dig, come and dig, Hey, that's a good video, though.
It's cold.
She was mad, but that's not it.
What a coup is when you try to underhand someone, isn't it?
No, it's a poem.
That's a coup. And then high is like when you try to underhand somebody and then you're welcoming them.
Steve, you're
trying to do something slide behind their back.
All them poems you put on your Insta story, you don't know what a haiku is.
What does a haiku got to do with a poem?
A haiku is a traditional Japanese poem, 17 syllables in 3 lines of 5, 7, and 5. 3 weeks ago, we asked the crowd to submit their best haiku.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
I said haiku, but never.
You know why you're speaking like that?
Here are the top three.
Maguire.
It's Maguire, isn't it? Yeah. But he's got a gun to
All right, here's one. This one's from Gomez.
25637. There was no three there. There's no three.
3 weeks ago, that's what you read. I got you.
Are you going to read it or not?
Hold on. Can I don't understand about the syllables yet.
Is so 17 syllables.
In?
Three lines.
In the whole thing.
Five line.
Three lines.
As Filthy's poet.
3 lines, 5 words?
Shouldn't I read it?
You're not Filthy's poet. He's Filthy's poet.
I am.
Listen, I think the whole line, the first line has to have 5 syllables.
Yes. I think it's important that we know what syllables are.
So syllables are like.
All right, how many? Well, do you want to say some words? Do you want to say some words and figure out how many?
So like, for instance,
voices.
How many syllables are in a haiku?
Daniel.
It's two syllables. Yeah. But haiku? if I said Danielle,
three.
Three, right. Exactly.
Now we know what syllables are. Can we read
the
poems?
Syllable from Gomez?
I will.
Go on.
You got to do a voice, Caleb. Clear your voice.
Caleb Johnson.
Voices clash and spark. Banter sharp, unfiltered truth. Laughs cut through the dark. I'm on my jersey, poet.
All right,
let's read this one from Wazza 1145. I am poet, so let's make this poetic, man. Let's do this. Don't change for no one. We want the barbershop vibe. It's what makes Filthy.
I think I should be Filthy's poet, terrible, in all honesty, because I think I did a better job than that.
Is it supposed to rhyme? Is it? Do you get added marks?
This is how it's meant to sound.
Go to people. Next one. Who's this from?
This one's from Overproof Music, sent 3 weeks ago.
That's Lumos, no?
Hikus. Hikers are simple, but they don't always make sense. Refrigerator.
Off. Oh, cold. That.
That's my favorite
that's
one.
Yeah, that's the cold. Best one.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well done, Lumos.
Refrigerator. Five syllables, bruv. That's who done that? That's Overproof Music.
Oh, Overproof Music.
Woo! He's a rapper.
Oh, we gotta go check his music.
Yeah. We're gonna have to have
this. I'm going for Overproof Music, man.
Isn't he the one outside Shoreditch High Street?
KG, in 15 seconds you can talk, so we'll get your vote. But who are we gonna pick a winner from those three Heinekens?
They're not Heinekens.
No, so I'm with you, man. The Heineken I loved the most was Overproof.
Okay, yeah, me too.
Yeah, Overproof.
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 Overwhelmingly Overproof.
Overproof.
Yes. Okay, there you go. Beautiful. They don't always have to make sense. And they're very simple. Refrigerator. Beautiful.
They've won a Filthy Fella jersey. That's what they've won.
Which one?
Who knows? I'll choose.
Oh, that's cold.
Give him a green one.
It's green one, innit?
I don't even have the green one.
Yeah. Really go for it. The pink one is good, but it's winter.
Overproof. If you could contact us at Filthy Fellas on the YouTube, someone will speak to you from our admin and all of that. Let's get on with the show. Back to football, and what a weekend of football it's been, coming back from the international break. Obviously, City 4-0 to Spurs. We'll be going through that. Liverpool, 8 points clear at the top of the table. Man United drew with newly promoted Ipswich in Ruben Amorim's first game. We're going to talk about that.
I'll be honest, yeah? Can we just crack on?
Yeah.
Let's just crack on. Listen, let's be totally honest.
Yeah?
City are done, you know?
Why do you... Whoa. Huh?
Yes, I agree.
It's happened.
I agree. I'm you know what? I'm done with this whole, like, let's just Guardiola. He always makes it happen. He is stinking up the gaff.
I know when to call a spade a spade. I called it last time when Arsenal were like 100 points clear and I knew they weren't going to win the league. I know City don't win this league.
Bro, he's done.
So City, 5 consecutive losses in all comps. First time since 2006. That was done under Stuart Pearce. And 3 consecutive losses in the Prem. First time since 2016. And that was done under Pellegrini.
You don't know ball. Where's he from?
Who?
Pellegrini, what country?
Pellegrini's from Spain.
No, he's from Chile, bruv. Come on, man.
Wait, let me finish.
Out of order, what you did.
Let me finish.
You aren't going to get Chile, bro.
By way of Chile, because of the colonization that happened with the kind Spanish.
Maybe. Okay. But Dan, what are we saying, man? 4-0 at home is very, very bad.
I'll be honest, losing games on a trot can happen when like you're unlucky and whatever it is. Bro, they've been getting battered.
Yeah.
They've been getting corned up. To concede 4, and that wasn't even a top Tottenham side in terms of they didn't have Van de Ven, didn't have Romero, like they were missing key players, and they still were.
I think City started well, and they missed.
City always start
they
well.
They missed a few Haaland missing chances.
If they don't kill you, they die.
Let me ask you something: who was the worst player in that City team?
Hey, if you get beat in a like,
because Walker was.
Walker,
bad.
That's what I was going to say. Timo Werner, he had a head start. Kyle Walker had the head start. Though, he had the head start, though.
And he also is fresh.
Kyle Walker should usually gets there. That was a big moment.
Timo, Timo's game is very limited, but if there's one thing that he is an issue, and I was a Arsenal fan that saw Theo Walcott, he may not be able to give you the end product, but as a fullback, the last thing you want is pace.
That's
and
the
he's
last
running
thing
straight.
You
don't want that.
After 80
Walker's
minutes.
Always dealt with that. He's the one person that
Steve-O, when it's 3-0 down, 3-0 down, I don't think you have the same intensity to chase a man if it's like it's 1-1 or...
We've spoke for years on this show about systems.
Subscribe.
Are we seeing the consequences of building such a perfect system where every cog is oiled beautifully? One sec. But then your main cog in your system goes and this is the outcome.
So you're saying it's a Rodri because Rodri's not there? I don't think it's a Rodri issue. I think it's deeper than that. I think it's, I'm putting it down to arrogance. I've went down to main arrogance. This guy spoke about a game, Spurs, it was the game that he's playing. He said, we're not interested in this game. When you tell a, when you tell the team you can turn it on and off, it doesn't work like that. That's not how a form guide works. So now he says, we don't care about this one. Well, they can go into games with that same mentality. And now what? This is the one they're supposed to care about.
Hey, hang about.
And it hasn't come back.
He's always spoke like that.
Always. No, new. But now you can talk like that when you have the wicked players. But look at the replacements that's coming.
Hang about. They've scored when they haven't had Haaland. They've assisted. They've created without De Bruyne. Now they don't have a Rodri. We are seeing the consequences. You can't replace that.
Do you think, and how long has City had Haaland for?
For 3 years now.
Third season. This is the first season. And I know Haaland top goal scorer every season he's been here.
Yeah.
Do we think that somehow he might be a problem in this system? The fact that now they've created their system so much now that like we need to get Haaland to score because he doesn't really contribute much in build-up play. If Haaland's not scoring...
Rodri's the one missing, Rude Boy. You're not listening to me. You've said what I've said, but you've said Haaland. Haaland's still playing. Haaland's got 12 goals. It's all gravy.
So you're telling me Pep's built a one-man team?
Yes. Yes. Just like he'd built a three-man team at Barca.
Eventually the judge runs out.
Yeah, of course.
Bro, let's be honest, yeah?
Yes.
Haaland probably could have still had two. Like, as in, like, it's not like they're struggling to make the chances. Keeper was moving sick.
Mm, yeah.
But what I'll say is this, like, teams aren't, like, half of this is still between the ears. Teams aren't as afraid of City as they were.
True.
Especially if they don't get the first goal. So how teams set up now to play City is like, all right, we've got a big enough sample size now. We know what you're on. You want to dominate the game. We get it. So what we're going to try and do is set up so that when we spring.
They've always had this. They've always had that. But Rodri's the one that played the 50 games in a row.
But Steve, I don't think I would put it down to just Rodri.
You create a system and with a conductor and the conductor goes.
So I'm saying to you, but I think it's down to Pep. I think it's what you said. There's a level of arrogance. Now, Rodri's not there. So why have you not got a plan B? I agree. Without Rodri, we got an issue. But you're Pep. Why have you not got a second plan to accommodate the situation when Rodri wasn't there?
His second plan is broken.
But the second plan's not working. But on top of that, I think they're a bit old now.
But
I
look at it. You guys are saying, Rod, you got Rico Lewis and what? Who's playing next to him in the midfield? Folded, it's light. It's as in the midfield is light.
Yeah, but they're still actually dominating games. Like they're still doing what City does, but without the added luck.
We got evidence of when Odegaard left the Arsenal team. We're now building teams with these conductors and it's beautiful. When the conductor goes, this is what's happening.
Yeah, but
now.
It's a little bit, but it's good. It's good because it shows systems can't do it. I remember old school, yeah? If we had Drogba out, I'd be like, I'll take a draw. Because one player did mean that much back then. Now it's become a little bit like systems. It doesn't really matter who plays. But it's still evident that if you are a top, top, top player, it does matter. So it's good. It's healthy.
So is that a good enough excuse now? If you say, if I've lost this one player, I can expect not to challenge or I can expect to be 11 points or 8 points off.
Right or wrong, that's what's happening.
Oh, can we just talk about their weakness though? Because where are City in the league?
Second.
So that's where them being weak, by the way. Let's not go all the way crazy. Like they are second in the league. Haaland is top goal scorer in this Premier. Like let's not write them all the way off.
No, Manchester City, bro. Let's write them off.
Wait. Their next game is Liverpool, guys. If they lose that game against Liverpool, can you see them going on a run and just not losing any more games?
No, they can't do it. They can't do it this time. But what I will say is this, bro. What I'm gonna say is this. It's not the losses. You can lose games. They've forgotten how to lose. They're getting smoked 4-0, 3. Like, there's a way to lose, especially if you're City. How do you lose 4-0 and dominate a game?
Obviously, Pep comes over, brings these systems and football. All the other teams adopt to it.
Yeah.
They can adopt it if they want. And they're as good as it now. Because I'm looking around, I'm like, hang on. I'm seeing Spurs and City have pressed them into the corner, right? Spurs, get out. Just like City would do. Like, they can all do it now.
Yeah, but they do it even in Championship.
They can all do it. They can all do it. So what he's done is he's produced and showed us how to do it. These other teams now, they don't have all of the quality players that City has. They don't have 17, 18 players of that ilk at their disposal. But their first 11, most teams in the Premier League, can do what City do.
I think a lot of gaffers were responsible for bringing this sort of system stuff in. Like, Bielsa was doing that at Leeds. I was seeing some type of system thing that I didn't quite understand.
This, how we all play is Pep.
I'm saying Pep has got a huge influence on it. But I do believe it was brewing before then. Do you know where I'm coming from? And on top of it, I just think the situation that they got right now, now is something that you lot spoke about before as well. Pep is a midfielder. Arteta was a midfielder. It looks like when they lose the key components in midfield, everything shut down. And it's like they play. And I just think, games to me personally, day. Pep Guardiola, you're one of the greatest managers I've ever seen in my whole entire life. I know you lost the best player currently in the world. But my guy, if you don't have a plan B in this situation, and I've seen it before. Manchester United lost Roy Keane. They lost Roy Keane in the 97-98 season, and Arsenal went and won the league. So I know one player can have an impact, but you're Pep Guardiola.
But you're not. You lot not talking about Foden not showing up. He was the player of the season. Like,
but he wasn't.
Was good. And
he
what's
wasn't.
Happened to him?
I want to bring Foden to the stand.
Yeah.
Because Gavardio was a better attacking threat than him.
Yeah, but Gavardio is good.
That's a problem.
Like, no, they're all good. They're all good. Like, but do you know what we have to understand is that players go through their little like spurts. You look good for 4 weeks and you look bad for 4 weeks. And
no, but Foden was being consistent. They're talking about him being the main man.
I don't think Foden was as consistent as people see. I feel like if you watch the highlights, you love Tottenham. Honestly, when I watched Man City, I think we've all said it in here as well. Rodri is the standout guy. So
he is the brain.
But Foden had the ability to just drift. Maybe he does it all the time, I don't know. But I would watch the game and he would just drift in and out of it and there'll be a moment where he would do something, which made me go, you're not dominating the game. You're not the best person in the game.
Yeah,
the way that the game's going is that they're allowing you to have a 15-minute spell because of how they're playing and they know it's going to come. So in that 15-minute spell, you've got to punish and you do it. But I can't go, you've had a great 90 minutes
attackers don't control games.
Well, the last of a dying breed, Dan. I was just going to say that because we're done now. The last person I would say that controlled a game would be De Bruyne. Yeah,
De Bruyne controls
the
game.
Now, where he's been out for the last year, I think Pep, as his genius he is, he's now found new system of ways that, again, you don't need that
to rely on Kevin
from
De Bruyne.
The controller comes from deeper, which is now a Rodri, a Odegaard, or whatever, right? So Phil Foden, them players can come in and out whenever they want, and you're never going to control.
You know what's interesting? Last season, there was a game, Newcastle-Man City, where Rodri was running the game. Kevin De Bruyne comes off the bench, they win the game. And that's the only thing. Like, you have no one to control and run the game. So now you're just relying on them 15-minute moments where something can happen.
That's what attackers are for. Let's be totally honest, yeah? As a player who gives the ball to attackers, 50% of the time, in around 3 or 4 seconds... that ball's going to get turned over. It's coming back towards you. Yeah. So Rodri's job is to put out as many fires as possible, and get the ball back to your attackers.
Yeah.
Because your attackers basically play basketball. And it's just like, that's it.
Can I say something about Foden?
Go on.
Go on.
Something that Dom Toretto taught me about family. And I think when you have a big family, you incur more problems. And I think his family now is so large, it's hard to focus on the field.
Nah, bro, you've been watching too much YouTube, man.
You understand? There's so much other things going on.
There was nothing there. There was absolutely nothing there.
You don't.
You need a squad.
Start the clock.
Every team's got.
Start the clock.
There you go.
Start the clock.
You waited a long time for that. I tried to support you in that, but then.
While you start the clock,
you nearly got done for supporting him.
I tried to help him.
No.
Start the clock. Yeah, you could have gone done with him.
Joint enterprise.
Help him, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan, I wanted to ask.
Dan's busy.
Go on. I'm just setting the clock.
Now, I wanted to ask, who's the oldest player in your team?
Oh, Thiago still. Oh, he's gone. My bad.
I don't know. We've got the youngest squad by far.
Well, yeah. I wanted to ask, like, do old footballers, as needed as before?
Yes. Because you know what you can't do with them? Without them is win a league.
But, okay.
Ooh.
That's good.
Ooh.
But with them, is it hard to change a system?
I don't see you have to get like a old age pensioner.
Yeah, but well, listen.
The thing is, look, sometimes it's not about age. It's about like how clever actually are you? How intelligent are you?
So is your team too young then?
I think my team's too young, yeah. But I thought my team was too young 2 years ago when it was even older than it is now.
But you can afford to be too young now anyway. Because I feel like you're still in the growth stage where you're going to go to a point.
Football don't work like that. It's different if it's like you're playing at under 9s and you know they're all going to be there at under 12s, but football don't work like that. Like the band is going to break up at points.
That's true. But you're fresh though. This is fresh.
No, they're on 9 years. They're on the Suge Knight.
Jordy, what's the question
you're
asking?
You're on the 9, 10-year contracts. They're there.
Well, with all the wonder kids moving on to get minutes and that, like, is that where we're going? Are old players too old to teach new things?
No, because Johnny Evans started yesterday.
Yeah, but look what Man United are.
That was just a situation that was forced into.
I think I don't think it was a bad decision.
No, it was forced into that.
But
it
I just think experience is still experience. Like, you take it all out of a team. Are you still talking? Do you want me to start this again?
Caleb, stop talking.
Now go on, Dan.
Experience is still, you can't buy it. Youth can't give it to you. No, you can't. Or you can if you buy a 33-year-old, yeah. But as in, you have to actually go through it to understand it. Like, yeah, these 22-year-olds, they actually believe, oh, we'll get another chance. Oh, we'll get another chance. They haven't had enough experience on a pitch to know that's going to cost me a game.
So then, Dan, how about this? You know, in 2021, when Mikel Arteta gets rid of the Aubameyangs and all of these guys because they're not taking on the instructions.
They're
of the
too old. And I don't trust old strikers.
Okay, fair enough.
Or forwards.
Because I kind of see some truth in the fact that I think the older players are. Are you skying it now? You're now skying it after
that's
you.
Crazy.
This is crazy, that's bro. The damage has already been done bro. That's like having sex one time with no condom and then wearing a condom afterwards. The potential to get pregnant is still here, bro. Hey, Dan, imagine it like this. I see where Jordy's coming from. Like, the managers are getting younger. So therefore, the managers are the same age as the players. It's not like back in the day where your manager was mad old, so you'd have a level of respect for him. So now it's like, I'm 31 years old. This player's 34. He ain't going to listen to me. But if I get a 21-year-old or a 22-year-old and show them my new ideas, I got more scope and more chance.
There's only a few young managers.
Arteta's young.
Johnny Evans played against Amorim.
We'll talk about that another time. But I think there are a few young managers. I wouldn't say... Isn't your manager pretty young?
I'm older than our manager. That's
crazy. You're older than most managers, though.
In the direction that football's going in, managers are getting younger. If we take a look at the direction football's going in, maybe right now there are still old managers. But where we're going, bruv,
can I say something?
31-year-old manager.
What you lot are talking about here, I was just letting you lot go, innit? I was letting you lot land. And no one landed. So I'm going to come in here because when you think about it...
Are you going to land?
Most... people in a role of either teaching, coaching or whatever are all young anyway.
What do you mean?
Like my school teacher, they were all mid-20s, 30s when we were younger. My coach at football, Ronnie Howe, late 20s. Coaching people that I've respected and listened to since I was a child and into my adult life have always been late 20s, mid-30s. You knew an older teacher was an old teacher back in the day. So this whole myth about not listening or...
I don't think it's a myth though, because I don't remember no 30-year-old managers when I was started watching football.
These footballers have all had gym coaches, have all had teachers. They've all listened to
that's
people.
That's not specific enough. You're being general to make a point. I'm being very specific. I'm saying within the world of football, coaches are usually old, my guy.
No, but... I'm telling you, I'm not being above. They're humans that have all had a teacher. They've all listened to people. I'm saying that's nothing. You've made that up. I'm saying that's not.
Arteta got rid of Aubameyang for not listening, and several old players got rid of at Arsenal. There's bare old players.
That's just Arsenal.
So we can talk a look at other sides. How young is your side? Not the youngest side now.
Yes.
Didn't you get rid of Jorginho?
Yes.
Can you get rid of other older players?
Not for age, because we wish fans are dying out for Thiago.
Older players, listen, they're the best.
It all depends on, it's not about age, it's about like, it's your mental age. Like, can you still learn?
Yeah, but I'm saying it in the sense of the game has changed. Like when we started watching football, systems, all of these things weren't implemented. So if you played football for 10 years and then they give you this new system, it's going to be a hell of a lot more difficult for you to get it than some of the younger players that have been hearing it from 16, 17. When I spoke to Emil Heskey, when he came here, he told us some of the younger players understand the new game a hell of a lot better than some of the older players.
Of course they do.
So who are you going to call then?
Caleb younger brother.
So then how is the game's going to get younger? Yes or no?
Yeah, and it's obviously got faster as well, which means
players will listen to the younger managers.
What does our youngest player think?
It's crazy how you had a whole young player discussion and I'm the youngest player here and I was silenced. And I think that's quite disrespectful.
Inexperience.
That's what brought you here in the first place.
You did it to yourself.
As a young player in a team full of older players, all 35 plus.
What? Jordy is not 35 plus.
What?
No, it's Dan, is it?
I just tapped it.
Neither is Dan.
Yeah. I'm not even 30 plus.
What you then?
Chat to them, Jordy, bro.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, you're 35 plus.
I'm talking of another young manager on his slot.
I'm still faster than you.
You're not.
And I'm still everything more than you.
Whoa. Nah, because it's disrespect. It has to be. That's disrespect, sorry, bro.
Everything. What do you think you can do more than me?
I think
list
most
them.
Things.
List them.
I think almost everything. Maybe I can't take shots on a camera. That's
you can't swim better than me?
Of course I can.
You can't. No, you can't.
I can definitely swim better than you.
You can't cook better than me.
All right, do you think? I definitely can. Look at this.
Look at this.
Bro.
Look at this.
If we got dashed into the ocean, who do you think dies first?
You. It's you got more what you think.
Bro. I swear to God, Dan. It's impossible because I will kill him.
You'll kill me.
Yes, I'll kill you. That's what I'll do. I said he will die first. I will kill you first.
He's dragged you in. He's dragged you in. It's crazy.
Yeah, but do you know what that is? Experience doesn't give everything. Yeah. So I've got the experience, but I still got pulled in.
Yeah. And you need to listen to your older gaffer.
Yeah, man, honestly. He dragged
you
in.
So you're
saying
sometimes the older players don't listen and you need the younger man to
do this? How many times have we seen older players still do something wrong that they know as soon as they've done it? Mm.
Yeah. But you know what it is? With them, they will get onto the next thing quicker. That's how it would be. But I'm talking of young managers. I want to talk about Arne Slot and Liverpool, 8 points clear.
That's not a young manager, by the way.
46.
No.
Not after we got Fabian Hertz.
No. I'm saying at any era, you go back. Just because just because he is this age now doesn't mean he was this age 20 years ago. He was managing 20 years ago.
And he was fucking 60 20 years ago. He managed United till he was 80.
No, he didn't.
Did he not?
How old is he now?
What? You think Sir Alex Ferguson is 95?
He's gonna be 90 now.
You, bro. Bro, what's wrong with you
today?
How
old did he manage it? What, 75? 75.
How old is Fergie to you right now?
Right now, he's got to be 88.
What the hell are you doing, bro?
No way, he's got to be 71 when he retired.
1 second. What's the question? What is the argument here?
Don't worry.
Because he was old when he was managing United. That's my point.
He was old when I was born.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you told him, Steve-O.
He's got old man aura. So what are you saying right now?
I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying that he was old. I'm saying that 46 ain't old.
Alex Ferguson retired over 10 years ago. And before that, he had 26 seasons as a manager.
Yeah.
That means he retired 40 years ago, basically.
What? Yeah. He retired from football.
As in, like, he was a manager 40 years ago.
He was managing in early 80s.
Exactly. So I'm saying.
So when I'm saying, I'm saying when we started watching football, he was managing for 20 years.
Exactly. So I'm saying 46 years old is not a young manager. It's just a norm. It's probably the average age.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about the team. Can I
make a declaration, though? I need to say this.
Declare it.
I'm telling you, because I know a lot of Arsenal fans, they don't like how I've been moving. I'm letting you know I'm with Arsenal if it stops Liverpool from winning the league.
Prove it. Where poets top?
I would never.
Wear it. Prove it. Where poets top?
I would never.
Wear it. Wear it. Prove it.
Go on.
Put
that top on. KG can't fit into that top.
So I want to ask you, is this Liverpool's title to lose right now?
Yes.
Yeah, of course it is.
You're 8 points clear, of course.
No, but we see Arsenal 12 points.
Yeah, but Liverpool ain't Arsenal.
It's different.
What you mean Liverpool ain't Arsenal, like Gerrard ain't slipped?
Because they've won a league in the past 5 years, and what have you won? What have you won?
Liverpool won one Premier League, you know?
I'm saying, and you have won how many in the past 10 years?
You're right, they're not Arsenal. Carry on.
They're a team that's won stuff. It's a team that's won stuff.
We're talking about Premier League.
They've won a Premier League. Players in that team have won a Premier League.
There's one Premier League.
In the last
it's
20 years.
It's a Premier League.
Arsenal have won more.
Not in the last how many years? None of your players in your team has won a Premier League.
I'm still with you.
Chill out, man.
But you was young when they won a Premier League, though.
I'm still young now.
Plat same length. Bro.
Plat same length.
1-0. Master Plat same length.
Have you not seen Salah, by the way? First of all, his hairline is impeccable.
Wicked.
He's back.
And he's back to his top and he's moving sick. What's going on here? Did he speak about his future as well?
He said, I'm disappointed that I ain't got an offer on the table yet.
Huh?
What? That's they what we need, their... domestics. Domestics.
No, it's not domestics. He's telling them now, sort it out. All the Liverpool fans want him to sign a new contract.
Let's be honest. For Liverpool, it's not good business, is it? Oh, hold on. Hold on. Is this his last year on his contract?
This is it. He's
so
a free agent.
He can go on a free.
From January, he contracts a club.
Wow. Yeah. Who lets a player like Salah get to their last year? And Van Dijk and Trent.
Right, boys. Van Dijk, Trent, and Salah are in the last year of their contract. How many of them free stay? Let's do the prediction now.
Two of them.
Which two?
Well, if Salah's speaking like that, he's staying.
No. That means he's going.
I think only Van Dijk stays.
Oh, yeah, I think Salah goes, man.
Salah knows what he's doing. This is what you do in negotiations. You use one to to boost up the other. And that's it. And all of a sudden, Liverpool are going to throw the mammoth offer on the table.
And he's going to take it.
And he's not going to take it. Because someone else is going to throw a mammoth for one.
Who? In Saudi?
Anywhere.
It's only Saudi League. That's,
yeah, why not?
Only Saudi League can talk to him.
So why not?
It doesn't. He's on a free. So all these teams can be like, we'll run you like 600 bags.
Bro, he backed the top and looked like he's still got life in him, bro. He still looked like he can play at the highest level. Why is he getting to Saudi?
Now, you see the twilight of your career?
Yeah.
You just take the money.
Twilight. Did anyone suspect Salah to have a season like this?
Yeah.
This season. No, be honest.
No.
Soon as I saw him in the gym at the start of the season.
But why wouldn't you? Why would you think he's going to have a bad season? What has he done?
Because I think
to
you
suggest?
Always, like, when it's a player that gets that old and they've been doing it at like that intensity for that long, you kind of like suspect that maybe.
Nah, because you know what they do? They show you early signs that they're falling off. So, like, even Thierry Henry, I saw certain signs that he wants to leave in the final season. He scored 13 goals. And the season before that, he scored 30. Whereas Salah, he's just scoring goals consistently every season, not interested in what anyone's saying. So, I wouldn't have looked at that.
You know, Liverpool fans are sometimes frustrated with Salah.
I know. I see, but so, like, every day.
He does give you clues that he is a bit of a chaos baller, but then he bags goals.
Remember, your expectation is built by what you've delivered. So they wouldn't get angry with certain people because they don't expect that of him. But of Mo Salah, come, he's done so
when
much.
When he cut the hair, do you know what it is? When he doubled down with the Christmas tree, I knew.
Yeah, of course.
He's going to run it again this year.
100%.
Yeah. Like, once he puts up the picture of the Christmas tree, that's when he goes and gets like 10 goals in like 4 games. Every time.
We're looking at all the positives about Liverpool, yeah? But are there any negatives? Are there any things that might potentially be the Gerrard slip? Where is the Gerrard slip for them?
Something's wrong.
What's wrong?
Konate and Van Dijk weren't right against Southampton.
I know you're looking for something.
No, I'm going to add some hate. I saw two guys that I don't know if they were hungover, jet lagged or what.
International break?
Maybe.
Also, sorry, Robertson, and I think we talked about this before,
yeah.
But his legs are
and
gone.
Trent's not playing right now.
But they've somehow got the most clean sheets in the league, no? I'm sure they've got the most clean sheets.
Onana's got the most clean sheets. So how's that work?
Yeah, Onana does. And I think we'll get onto him.
You see these guys that are not committing their future. Can that potentially be Liverpool's Achilles heel like January time? Where if these guys are not committing their future, then a couple stories in the press come out again. Trent going to Real Madrid or...
Filthy fellas.
Or, do you know what I'm saying? Like Van Dijk buying filthy fellas.
He addressed that to me. let me be honest, bro, that's been happening. So Trent's been in and out, start of the season. Left back's not really played. They haven't had a centre back pit. Like systems, that all these players can come in now and just play. So I think if any of them go, I don't think it's as bad as if your key players went before.
Surely you've got to keep
doing. One second. And I'm not talking about the conductor of the team.
Ah.
I'm talking about the other pieces.
Who's the conductor?
There isn't one. They haven't got one.
They haven't.
Curtis Jones.
But as in, you know, that's the thing. It's actually just well oiled. I do think they're going to hit a major blip and we might see them drop 6 points from 10 or something. Like they haven't had their moment yet. And it's coming maybe this Christmas. Is it a leap year? No. We need something. Hopefully.
Southampton allowed a lot of nonsense though. Southampton done foolishness
in
that game.
Southampton
though.
Begged to lose that game.
That's what I'm saying. They done foolishness.
Yeah, and Liverpool still won and they got the win. Woohoo, well done.
It was close though. And you know what? I'm impressed because they're doing this all with their second choice keeper as well, who are slated.
But you know what's so mad though? A couple of seasons ago, Arsenal were winning every single game. And do you know what we said about them here? Easy running. If we take a look at Liverpool's early fixtures, maybe not so much now, but their early fixtures were some easy ass running and it was never used.
I don't know about that, mate.
Poet, I know, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying to a T, but you're Arsenal. And Arsenal, you guys don't have that
winning
mentality.
Arsenal's the only difficult game for a period.
You know what it is? It's self-fulfilling prophecy. Everyone thinks Arsenal don't have the stomach for it. Like when you really need to win the game.
I don't think it's a think. I think it's because we've seen the last 2 years.
I'm saying that is flipping. You take that in as a player and all of a sudden you start thinking, all right, this is a must win. Can we win it? And then you lose it. And you lose the next one. Like you basically just, like you just dropped off a cliff. And teams do that. Liverpool don't really do that because they're scousers, bro. Like
but Dan, winning a league and winning a cup is a whole different conversation. Man City could still go and win cups this season, but will they win the league? I don't know because their main conductor's
Liverpool
gone.
Liverpool are a league team, you know?
With one league since I've been at...
But that's where Man City's been the most dominant team in the league and now look at them.
Okay, and who was it before that? Yeah, sweet. Who was it before that?
But I'm not talking, I'm talking about in this time.
I'm just saying to you, Liverpool have never been part of that conversation.
You know what it is? No one's dominated the Prem like City have. Yeah.
Mm. United? Like,
no.
Four in a row, bro.
Not the Prem.
Huh? Didn't United do four in a row?
No, three.
Three.
Oh.
But I'm saying, yeah. And even City's one, let's be totally honest, yeah. City have had to go to hell and back to win a couple of these.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest, they had to come from behind, they pip it right at the line, they're being chased. It's not like it's one in flipping March.
Can I ask that question? How many points did Liverpool get and still didn't win the league? What was it? Something
they lost one game.
They lost by 1 point.
One point, bro. So they've been good. They've just not been able to. That's why Klopp's so tired. He must be at home vexed right now. He must be looking at the Man City thing saying, I can't believe this is what's happening to me. Now my man stepped in, yes. And their football, why I feel Liverpool will go on and win it is they're not just running at teams. It's not high energy. It's literally methodical.
It's the clean sheets, bro. It's the clean sheets. That's scary. It's scarier than winning for
so them. So we all agree it's Liverpool's title to lose.
Absolutely.
Going on to the next one. A bit for you now.
Give this to KG.
KG, this is for you. Ruben Amorim's first game in charge, a 1-1 draw.
Yes.
Against who?
Ipswich.
Can I say something
KG,
before you go?
No. KG, no one's going to interrupt.
Okay.
We don't want you on a second yellow. You know, the next one's 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
I'll say this, and I don't know why he's sitting there like so relaxed and excited with himself.
You didn't phone me this weekend.
I didn't phone you, but then again.
Are those skinny camels? Or that's just your legs? What the hell?
Can we even look at any positives from this?
Yes and no. Yes and no. The positives is he did tell us we'll see an idea. There was an idea. Now, There was an idea in the shape, as in there was a shape that we saw.
A formation.
Finally, well, we haven't seen that. And players have been running through. Now, there's what we did see. I liked Ahmad. Ahmad was good. But a lot of these players are not good enough. They lose the ball easily. And then compared it to his sporting side. They run way more. They're more intense. And Man United didn't do that. I'm saying Ipswich, they pressed us and they won the ball back in the final third 7 times. We only won the ball back 3 times. That is not how Amorim wants to play ball. So if you got Casemiro, Eriksen, that's not going to...
You've got up twice. What is wrong?
I fixed the front the first time, and then I fixed the back the second time.
You're in
time.
The last one.
But now, no, it's fine. The issue is, yeah.
KJ, don't worry. If you want to throw them.
Can I say something? That's kind of off topic, though. I think we have the best black goalkeeper ever of all time.
Who, Anana?
Yes. I
think he's getting good.
I think he's the best black keeper of all time.
He's a man.
You think he's better than Mendy?
Yeah.
Mendy won Champions League.
Huh?
Mendy won Champions League.
And?
That's from ending it there. Time to say and after that.
So this is my issue here. So you're talking about your keeper.
I'm trying to positives.
But what it is you should be talking about is maybe a striker.
Well, Rashi went to America and scored in 87 seconds. Anytime Rashi goes on a night out, like when he went to Ireland, yeah, and he came back, bagged a goal straight away. So maybe he has to just...
Just quickly go left. So then do you disagree with Gary Neville's comments then?
What, that he shouldn't be getting to?
Gary Neville was very upset of him and Casemiro going over to Big Drip and all that. And then 80-something seconds you said into the game, he's celebrating in front of Gary Neville's face. So you don't agree with Gary Neville?
No, listen, I'm not taking a piss. Like, Gary Neville... He should allow it, but then Amorim covered that so nicely. He said, listen, players, the club should be in control of that. And players, we should have 3 days off. They shouldn't be getting to America, but they're grown men, so they can go on their trip. The club has to create. And what I like about him is this is a manager that's come in and said, this is the style I'm going to play. This is what I want to do here. And I'm going to take the time to do it. And these players have to learn it. And I'm happy with that. Ten Hag came in and he said, I'm going to play this way.
KG,
and then quickly changed his mind.
I'm going to stop you there. You've done well.
No, mate, move your arm.
Oh, right, sorry. I thought you told me to stop it.
He was flowing, man.
Steve-O said he was flowing.
Did Amorim do too much talking? Because he went, after the game...
He wants to bang Ed Sheeran.
He was doing so much talk. He basically said...
He said it.
He said, Bruno needs to stop spamming that ball.
He didn't say that.
He basically said...
No, he didn't say that. No, he said in his system, Bruno can play multiple positions and he can drop back into that and he lacks the versatility.
No, he said
that when he drops
if
back
if you can read
that,
between the lines, what he's basically trying to say is...
No, let me land.
He every time he gets the ball, he's trying to fizz the long ball.
He said when he drops back into that deeper position, he plays the long ball every time. And I don't like that. So we're going to have to see how we can adapt Bruno in this system.
Here's the facts with Bruno. Bruno is going to win you a game, but he's going to lose you control of a game because every pass he makes usually is one of those high-risk passes where it's either going to end up with the other team getting the ball back or you're going to be on in their goal mouth.
That's what Amarin said. When he plays deeper, he makes more high-risk passes. When he plays higher up, he plays between the lines. He plays one-touch football. That's basically what he's saying.
Why we struggled the most in that game, yeah? I don't know what's going on over there, but why we struggled, like... Okay, I know what happened. Why we struggled, yeah, is because Man United have never been recently, in recent years, we haven't been a system side. So you know you're talking about all the system and stuff. Man United, moments of brilliance. Bruno, moment. And we've just done that. Rashford, moment of brilliance. Now, you saw our team
moment
struggle.
Of brilliance.
Yes.
Broski, what the hell did he?
Ganacho's a moment of brilliance, guys.
Can we please listen
go
to
ahead,
Jordy?
Jordy, go on.
You've been spitting hot air. Steve-O shared some hot air. Go on.
I think it was the right idea, wrong personnel. I think the wing backs thing worked.
Yes,
he just got the wrong wing backs. I think Mazraoui was class. I think
he's been class.
We need him. I think we've got to put in a bid. Listen. He is cold. Now that's the kind of player. But do you know why he's so cold? Obviously, he's physical, he's fast, all of that. But his decision-making is really good.
And you have got
too many players that are just psychopaths.
Yeah, bad decision-making. Like, we probably got two players with good decision-making.
Did you see every time we broke for a counter and Garnacho didn't have the pace to make it?
Yeah. I think all of our players that we think are fast are very slow.
Well, I only think two people are fast.
I think Rashford and Garnacho are slower than they look out.
He's going to be good. Does he get this right? There's learning on the job and like winning games and it's Man U. Let's be honest, yeah? You lose games, all of a sudden you've got 10 points from a possible 30 and everyone's calling for your head already. Does he get this time?
Amarin has said it already. He said that like we can...
His brethren's in Hoodrich.
No, fam, he's already said.
He's running around in Hoodrich.
Amarin said that we can lose games, we can try and win games, but we'll be in the same place next year, or we can try and work on this system and we might lose a lot, but we're going to figure it out. And next year we'll be in a better position. That's what he said.
So I'll ask you a question. Obviously you will know. So do United have that time? Because it's like you've progressively got worse right
as
now.
As a fan, KG,
Caleb,
Jordan.
Jordan.
Like, yeah. It's specifically...
That's cheeky.
Are you going to be upset? And when everyone's giving you corn, when you're in 12th, but you're trying to get it together, are you going to give him that time?
Yeah. Yes absolutely.
Steve-O, are they telling the truth?
I don't believe so.
You know what? You know why? When Arteta came to Arsenal,
eighth.
I was hearing a lot, especially from this man over here, about jet black hair.
Of course.
Poet's been hard for Arteta for I don't know how many years. And now I'm looking at Ruben, handsome guy. Curls at the front, Moncler jacket.
You're hard for him.
He's the new jet black.
So you're going to go hard for him like me? My guy.
You lot didn't give the Arsenal that grace.
Eighth.
But you cussed them. You made life hell for
cussed.
Them.
We're going to get cussed. We understand. We're going to get cussed. Right now, my team is 12th, 13th. We're struggling, yeah? And every team can chuck it. We have to deal with that. But guess what? I believe under this manager, and this is probably the last one I have in me of that, like, because I'm tired now. We usually made a song for this manager. There's no song this year. Like, so we're learning.
To let you know, your gaffer, he's coming to like a much better circumstance than Arteta.
I think he's coming to a worse one.
Yeah,
I think our situation's bad.
It is worse.
We're a team that don't have to play.
You have more tools.
What striker do you like?
Do you want me to show you the team?
Who do you like?
Do you want me to show you the team?
Go on, let's go. Who do you like in our strike force?
You know, we had to sign people like Cedric. That was like that. We were making moves with Cedric.
Bro,
you lot would never accept us, Cedric.
Would you take one of our strikers?
All right, cool. Guess who our centre back that we signed was? Pablo Murray.
Yeah. They had Lacazette.
We had to bring Johnny Evans back, bro.
Wait, we can work our way back. Would you take any of our strikers?
No, you're only giving you the part.
I'm just waiting. Hold on. Now, now. I'm saying because he's walked into that situation.
Maybe, yeah. God, we were bad. Bro.
Who would you take from? No, now, today.
You, might, then, you know what? They might have taken. They might have taken off.
Bruv, we were terrible, bro. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I'm talking about he's walked into a situation, and this is his situation. This is his bad situation. These men can't run. You've got a player that can't play with back to goal. You've got another player that's not really fast, and you've got another player that doesn't look happy.
KG. All right, KG. Do you reckon you might not know a lot about your players because they've been poorly managed, poorly dealt with, and when they get to a point where they're a little bit happier in life, you might actually see the quality that they have, but it's difficult to see the quality.
There's one thing, there's one thing that you probably, you're not considering.
Go on.
Dean Street.
Talk to me.
Mm. Bro, that place can ruin players.
Is it?
Yours.
You know, what I will say though?
Yours, damn it.
You know what I will say? I think the biggest problem that Amorim has is what every single Man United managers had coming in, which is the scale of the job and dealing with the media and everything like that. Amorim said the other day, yesterday, he was just like, I can't believe how much media I have to talk to.
I don't want
to
hear that.
He's like, it's mad. No, but I'm just saying that there's certain managers that come in that have like, well, no, I'm saying there's managers that come in that have a system that have all this thing, and then they have to deal with so much outside stuff that starts to get into their head.
Listen, can we get a little prediction? Can we get a prediction for Almiron's first season? Where do we think?
Steve-O?
You're damn, you're being disrespectful. You know his name is Amorim, and it,
well, I do know it's Amorim because there's a nasty song about him rimming and that. Which,
huh?
Yeah, there's a
serious.
The away fans have been singing.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
already.
He could be
he's
a winner.
Been here one game.
Where do you think? Where do you think?
I need a rimmer.
Where?
Whoa, what is going on?
Where do you think? Where would you be happy with him finishing?
Sixth, seventh.
He's getting top six.
Poe.
I reckon United rimming it to ninth.
Drew,
top six.
Daniel,
the rimming's big information. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's massive.
And what is used by other fans as like a cuss or?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
This is gonna affect the season. I mean, it just depends on who's saying it. It might
well,
be
the home fans.
Well, yeah. On the top.
He might be like, this is a compliment.
I think
sixth.
Serious?
So yeah, I think they're gonna get a top five. But yeah, man.
Now you want to rethink yours, isn't it?
You're right.
Before we go, you don't know ball challenge, poet.
Oh, I knew you was.
Hold on, wait, hold on. What do you mean before we go? Chelsea just won again. What are we doing here?
Yeah, you new lot.
Hold on, what?
And you lot are in a title race.
What are we doing? No, what do you mean? We're above Arsenal on goals scored.
Do you know what was more exciting than your game, to be honest with you? Roy Keane going to punch up an Ipswich fan.
You lot don't get it, do you? You lot can't even see what's happening. This happened in 04 as well. This happened in 04, 05 as well, man. It's crazy. You lot can't even see us.
I want you to win it, bro.
There is only one team that can stop Liverpool right now.
Do it.
Chelsea. I promise
I'm
you.
Ready for that.
And that's on that great. Note,
wait, can I do one shout-out? Can I do one shout-out? Do you know the Southampton striker? What's his name?
The tall one.
Paul. So you don't even know who you're shouting out.
The Paul Onu Achu or something like that. The worst football I've ever seen in my life. He's terrible.
Wait, why does Southampton look like that? They look like they're like in another league. they look like they're playing. It's weird though. Because like, it looked like all their touches was baggy. Even Ucho. I was like, rah, you lot look wonky.
No, but Tyler did blame anyways.
It looked like a Carabao Cup game.
Tyler's good though.
Take us home. Yeah, and that's all we've got time for today. Country obviously, road. Crowd, if you like that, make sure you subscribe. Leave a comment. Hit the notification button.
I love that one. That's your ad, isn't it?
Yeah, man. And as always, love each other, man.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock with a gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like dad. Visit minkycouture.com or stop by a store near you and give dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture, because even heroes need to rest.